T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every bag on the field and dog, my dad. Hey, run the dog. We got it after slow, but it's not gonna matter much when we win the new bird.
L.
That's Butch from Manayunk, live
ooh,
from
boy.
The Philadelphia International Airport. What terminal were they on, Jack? Terminal,
I don't know.
Terminal E?
Somewhere.
Terminal C for crazy.
The crowd looked pumped after that.
It's, you know, was it like 4 a.m.?
My understanding is it's before 6 a.m. This is a Saturday. This is a Saturday, Jack?
This was the day before.
Day before. Yeah. People are headed down, and it's a video, and it was sent to me by many people. And Butch is up and running around and doing his songs. And there's a couple dudes that are sitting down in view of the camera. And you can tell that they want absolutely nothing to do with Butch being there.
See, the thing is, if you don't know Butch, you want to call the police. Because he looks like a homeless man running around in a terminal.
Or you would call the police. I'm sure at some point security visited him.
Right? Oh, he's doing it during the game, too. He was trying to start Flintstones chants.
Butch is awesome. And if they win the game, we look at that. We're like, "Say, yeah, Butch, you know, best." I'm not saying I would want him on my plane or at my terminal or anything.
It's funny, like I'm doing the morning show. Let's say it's some random summer day, and I see Butch is on the caller line, and I go to him, and he sounds, you know, he's outdoors somewhere, and it's a high traffic area. He's like, "You know, I can see you." I'm like, "Where are you?" And he's like, "Look out your window." And he's on the bridge next to 33 Station without a shirt, like swinging a baseball bat as people are walking by. He's a menace.
Yep. Yeah, he's a good listener to WIP. So we thank him for his lifelong contributions.
He's fun.
As long as he's not on my plane or bothering me before 6 a.m., he's fun.
He's fun as long as he's 50 feet away.
Yeah, I love you, Butch. But I would have been sitting at a different terminal, that's for sure. I would have been hiding. It's awesome.
Oh my God, imagine that at 5 a.m.
No.
Like you're half asleep waiting for your plane.
And there's Butch.
And there's Butch singing as loud as he can in the terminal.
Today's broadcast, sponsored by Chiggs and Pete's. The B-Dog Impact Burger, still available for a limited time. $5 from every burger goes to the Brian Dawkins Impact Foundation. Details, chiggsandpete's.com. Let's go to the phones with Rios in North Philadelphia. Rios!
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Well, Rios, tough day, man.
Look, man, troops take all commands from the tower. And let me tell you, the tower had them come out like straight suckers. And I'm going to tell you why. You got, first of all, last week was a bye week. And even though I was still pissed the way that outcome was a bye week. Playing all this time for this soup sandwich that he came up with the whole team. Let me tell you something about Nick Sirianni and what I see about from the beginning. I've been calling this guy a fraud since that time he went to them people and just walk up on their wedding. And then all of a sudden want to take pictures. I'm like, come on, man, stop all that. You're doing too much. You're being a little bit extra. I just felt he was. Now, with all the guys and what he's doing, it's almost like he's just around like, hey, guys, I do this. You like me? I'm good. Yeah, like he an Instagram coach looking for likes. That's what he reminds me of. That's all he's doing. Aww. He's not staying in there. Sometimes you got to wait, work after hours, get them guys, keep on doing things with repetition for the play, for the play, for the play. Repetition no matter what. But that guy ain't doing it.
Also, so hold on a minute. Rhea, if I heard you right, are you calling him Gabe Kapler? He's all about motivation
him,
and no substance.
Sucker, everything. He's just a sucker. That's it. I'm just.
Does that mean we fire Sirianni? He goes to another organization, a well-run organization, and he immediately gets them deep into the playoffs. Right? Because, I mean, John, everybody does realize that the problem wasn't Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia, right?
It was in part Gabe Kapler.
Yes,
it was. I was witness to it. He had no rapport with his players. He learned. He grew. I give him credit
with
that.
How's the rapport with Joe Girardi and the same players?
Oh, it's
Right. It's the talent.
But it wasn't all. But Gabe Kapler had some significant flaws his first go around as a manager.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm not telling you that I was kicking and screaming when Gabe Kapler got fired. But I made sure I did mention that just firing the manager isn't gonna be the only thing you need to do.
But to Rios's point, from all that we heard at the Novacare Complex in the week leading up to the game against the Buccaneers, yeah. It was, oh, did you hear Nick Sirianni played him clips of Rocky?
Yeah, it's annoying.
Did you hear there was that great motivational speech that Kobe had to the 2017 team? You didn't hear anything about it breaking down X's and O's. It sounded like he spent the whole week motivating his players as opposed to saying this is how we beat the Buccaneers. And his game plan looked like it.
Do you think both could be true? That he spent a lot of time on the X's and O's and it just sucked, and he showed them a video of Kobe Bryant. Because I'm pretty sure they spent enough time preparing.
I'm sure he did.
I just think he sucked.
It was bad.
Jalen Hurts sucked. And if Jalen Hurts would have made some throws or seen some receivers, maybe Nick Sirianni doesn't look as bad.
Agreed.
Right?
Totally agree.
I need to, Jack, go look at the All 22.
They go hand in hand.
I need to know how much of this was Sirianni.
All right, report back tomorrow.
Just being a regular football fan, it sure looked like that both were true, that Hurts wasn't good and Sirianni looked clueless and, like, for whatever reason, didn't move off of his game plan until it was too late.
I would agree with you, but wouldn't you say that as the head coach, you spend enough time, you understand who your quarterback is and, more importantly, who he isn't?
No.
No?
No, I don't think Nick Sirianni was the reason that Jalen Hurts sucked. Yesterday.
No, I don't think that at all. But I'm saying is you adjust
Johnny
your
did
game
it all year.
Plan.
He did it all year. He turned him into a running team.
Right, I know
and
that.
And then they couldn't run, and he's wearing a walking boot.
But inevitably, you knew he was going to have to pass the ball more than the offense that you've been running because you've been a benefactor of your schedule. This is the first time you faced a legit team in 3 months.
Let's go to Scott. Is calling from Dallas. He's an Eagles fan, though. What's up, Scott? How are you?
What's going on, guys? Disappointed like everybody.
Yeah,
I'm really with you, John. I'm going to look at this year isolated from everything else. And I'm not going to say he did a good job. I'm not going to say he did a great job. But the one guy that I can say did his job was Howie Roseman. We doubled our win total. We rebuilt the offensive line, and we had a good draft. So he at least did his job this year. I'm frustrated with Sirianni and Hurts, though, because you look at Hurts, and I'll give you some reasons. His two best games of the year, I would say arguably maybe the Atlanta game and the KC game, were the beginning of the year. His two worst games of the year were this playoff game and that Giants game, the end of the year. He got progressively worse as the season went on. And my biggest frustration with Sirianni is the player usage. Not just Rager, but how many times do you have to watch Miles Sanders to realize the guy is not a number one running back? It's like the negative runs kill you, the vision kill you. And then you see Boston Scott come in that game, and he gets downhill. It's like Jordan Howard gets downhill. They hit the hole, and they go. And it's so frustrating. And I hear a lot of people saying, well, that's Howie, the front office. Well, okay, so Sirianni can change the entire offensive philosophy, but he can't change his damn punt returner? Like, it doesn't make Sirianni. It doesn't make sense to me. And that's what bugs me is that it's like, to me, Sirianni and Hurts were just wishy-washy this year. And especially Hurt, it's just frustrating.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. If you honestly believe Boston Scott and Jordan Howard are your answers at running back and not Miles Sanders, I'm not telling you they should re-sign Miles Sanders to a long-term contract. He is certainly your best option at running back.
Are you surprised we didn't see Boston Scott till I think it might have even been the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
I mean,
when all else is not working, you start reaching deeper into that playbook.
I believe that you can have success with Boston Scott as a contributor on offense for sure.
Yeah.
I don't buy Jordan Howard and Boston Scott are your starters, and you don't need Miles Sanders. No, you need Miles Sanders and Boston Scott and Jordan Howard to all be good running backs, especially with the frequency you're running. I like Kenny Gainwell as a receiver out of the backfield, right? Like, it feels like that he's a piece for the future, but Miles Sanders, is he here long term?
I don't think so. No, for the money he will command in his second contract, I don't think he's going to be here long term.
At the running back position.
Yeah, at the running
back.
On
top of it. Yeah. Well, and by the way, he may not have a huge market out there. He might not, John.
But it might be enough to where the Eagles are like, that's all right. We'll just go find somebody else for less.
Let's go to Inge. Inge and King of Prussia. Inge, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Dork and Dorkier. How are you two, man? This is the situation with the Eagles.
Yeah.
First of all, human nature. I think this whole fan base is becoming delusional because all our teams are mediocre and we want them to win so badly. We trust what we see, but we don't want to believe it because we're desperate at this point with our sports teams. But in terms of the Eagles themselves, this is what I see. I think people are too harsh on Jalen Hurts. When you see quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts, look, he's very mechanical. Remember back in the day, this was several weeks back, when someone asked him after a game, why did you go to this receiver and not that receiver? And he gave a very convoluted, very technical, very mechanical answer. He doesn't play very instinctual, except for his running. I'm talking about his passing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have that. The only way he plays quarterback like Carter Hart plays goalie. You don't have that instinct. But the problem is this. This is the only way you solve that issue, in my opinion. I think Jalen Hurts can be a Ryan Tannehill. But what does Ryan Tannehill have that Jalen Hurts doesn't? He has, I forgot his name. Was it Brown, that number 11? He has a monster wide receiver. It makes everything easy for Tannehill.
And then what happens with Tannehill? We'll see what they do this year. He reaches
he's
a certain point
because he's right. He's not an elite quarterback, but right. He has that stud receiver.
Is that a ceiling? Thank you, Inge. What's Jalen Hurts' ceiling? Is it Tannehill?
I don't even think it's Tannehill. Honestly, I don't. I just there's certain mental aspects of the game. You know, those progressions and how you go through them and. That he, you know, in a moment that's large, and he has a track record now of it that he can't overcome. You know, when you some of the plays you were pointing out throughout the show, where if he had seen that second or third read wide open and connected with them, you know, we could be singing a completely different tune today. That maybe they lose, but they lose respectably, and Hurts looks like the future, or maybe they even win. But instead, we're saying how bad he was all around. I don't. Honestly, and although I'm putting more blame for this particular loss on the head coach, long term, Jalen Hurts is a quasi starter. That's all he is. He's like every team, there's 32 teams, everybody needs a starter. He'll be a starter on one team, but it won't be a successful one. That's what it'll be. They'll be a 500 team.
Or, I've used this name a lot this year, Tyrod Taylor. It was a playoff quarterback before with the Bills. Right?
Yeah. That would be a good comparison.
Andy Dalton was a playoff quarterback with the Bengals, especially early in his career, right? He put up big numbers. But, like, did anybody really want him? The Bengals re-signed him. You know why? They didn't have anybody else.
No.
And they're a bad franchise, and they actually were having success with Dalton as their quarterback. Did they believe it was Dalton? No, they had a ton of talented players on that team. The point is that you knew what your limit was with them.
Right.
And Ryan Tannehill, the number one seed. If they lose in the first round or they don't make it to the Super Bowl, you're going to have that feeling that Tannehill can only get you so far. And Jalen Hurts definitely feels like he can only get you so far. Alex Smith. Right, like Alex Smith had a good career as a starter. Did you ever want him as your starting quarterback?
Not really. Jalen Hurts will have, as long as he's healthy, a 10 to 15 year career in the NFL.
Yes.
But I don't think he will ever win anything.
Yeah, he might win a playoff game or two here or there.
As a backup.
Well, maybe. Yeah, but you're right. Your instinct tells you what he probably is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he is. And that's why, you know, this is a later conversation. That's why Howie knows this as well, and he'll be looking elsewhere this offseason.
All right, Jack, let's get to the text line. Text line.
Donovan getting some hacks in the cage during the spot today. Mark and Monco.
So is that what we decided it was?
I think so.
So one of his kids was at the batting cages.
It sounded like
what it is. They're off of school.
That didn't sound like the crack of a bat, though, even if it was aluminum. That sounded like, I don't know, like if you're in a hollowed-out hallway and you're, like, slapping, like, a wall or something, countertop.
If I would have heard, oh, I would have thought it was even somewhere else.
Ooh, boy.
Is that what we're determining, that he was in a batting cage?
I don't know.
Jack, is that what we're going with, final answer?
What is he doing there?
I would say by the end it felt like a batting cage, for sure.
Walk out of the room for 5 minutes. Come on, man.
All right, what's next?
See you guys next year. Rager from the NovaCare.
Man, I hope not.
$4.5 million.
Now, what's the...
He's got to bring him back.
What's the dead cap? Yeah, I mean, because you're still in the rookie contract. All right, so I'm already changing what I believe happens next year, because I don't believe you should bring him back. But I'm also not the one that would be eating $4.5 million I don't even know if it's more dead cap than that.
Ate 30-some million for Carson.
Yeah, I mean, that's the... Any fans would have come back at you and say, you ate that for Carson Wentz, who didn't want to be here.
And you also get a first and a third-round draft pick for it. You ain't getting that for Rager.
You don't think so? Him.
No, I don't.
Would you... are you saying you would bring him back of the hit?
I'm saying that my answer right now to what the Eagles do is they don't bring him back to return punts or kickoffs because they know he can't do that, and they try to coach him up and figure out some type of a role where he can
social media advisor.
That is not one of the roles, though. No. And then you saw them trying to do that this year. They were trying to get him more involved in a lot of different ways.
And they got them nowhere.
He's just not good enough.
It's just a waste of time. And the thing is, too, he doesn't get it. He seems like someone who does not get it, and you are wasting your time if it's someone, even after, you know, two seasons, doesn't understand. You got to move on.
I would move on from him.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd move on. What's next?
That game yesterday was absolutely perfect. I look forward to being an Eagle. Kenny putting on his second glove from North Jersey.
Kenny Pickett.
Oh. I like him, but I don't like him enough to be the Eagles quarterback.
Give me a little bit more time, and I might get worked up, and there'll be at least one show where I want Kenny Pickett on the Eagles.
He's going to be drafted probably
first or second quarterback, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he's not. I don't. Is he going to go in the top 10? I mean, teams will talk themselves into quarterbacks.
Yes, normally they do.
But he's not going top three. He's not going top five.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No, the measurables aren't there. You got small hands.
You got 3 first round picks. Some veterans out there who are on the younger side.
Kenny Pickett makes the most sense in Pittsburgh. I hope the Steelers take him.
It'd be a cool story for them.
Makes up for Marino.
Yeah, that's right. They passed on Dan Marino, who went to Pitt.
But again, look, you know, there's been a lot of quarterbacks taking second, third, even sixth round. It's all about having that eye.
Yep. What's next, Jack?
Another terrible job today, Johnson. Jonesy from South Jersey.
Oh, Jonesy, man. Boy, the stories I could tell you about him.
Yeah,
please do. No. They're not for – the FCC will not allow it. But he is the stonebuster of stonebusters.
So the cap hit next year, it would be a dead cap of $8 million if you cut him. So would you – I guess you'd save almost $2 million on Rager. Or would you
– Look at you trying to talk yourself into it. Look at you.
So what I'm doing is –
The wheels are turning.
No, but I'm looking at SpotTrack because, like with Alshon. Like the only reason Alshon remained on the roster was it was more expensive to get rid of him. By $10 million, it was more expensive to get rid of him than keep him.
Right.
So they tried to keep him, and they're like, hey, listen, I mean, maybe he can make a difference towards the end of the season. He was playing nice and everything else. They should have cut him and not cared about it. They should have just cut him. So, like, are they going to cut Rager? I'm not so sure. So we get to do this all next year again.
Oh, what a waste of time.
Because believe me, we're going to be doing it again.
What a waste of time, man.
And I'm officially over it. I'm officially over it. I don't want to talk about Jalen Rager anymore.
Oh, yeah. You'll never have to.
What's next?
Still going with the Duke, huh? Think we need to change that to the Dookie because he played like Dookie yesterday. Devontae Smith from the film room.
Yeah. Oh. Was that Chuck, right, who calls him Duke? Who calls him Duke?
Wait, OG Wade.
Oh, OG Wade.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Eagles fans who are just hardcore, it's going to be Jalen Hurts, regardless of what I see with my own two eyes. Why is that? Is it just the false belief because he says all the right things? You want to convince yourself for what reason?
I could see why someone would want to believe in Jalen Hurts.
I mean,
likable, his teammates love him, he works hard. Like, he really is everything you're looking for in a quarterback, minus the arm. And they want to look at it and say, Well, he can still do it. The arm's fine. I look at it and say, I watch him not make throws, and he needs to make every game that I watch.
What was that? Could you?
He's everything you're looking for in a starting quarterback, minus the arm.
Seems like a big one to not have.
John,
that was good. I like that.
The king of intangibles. People that were giving me crap earlier in the season, I said, all right. I said, tell me what Jalen Hurts does the best. What's the best thing Jalen Hurts does? What would they say, Jack?
He's a leader.
Yeah, you get the leadership.
The winner.
He's a winner.
That's what you. That's the credit you give to something that isn't good enough.
He gets T.J. McConnell credit.
That's what it. Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. He's the backup point guard.
He's Freddie Galvis.
He's Freddie Galvis, yes.
Oh.
Knows, like he's a good football player.
Yeah, okay.
He's a good football player.
All right, let him be a coach.
He's a good football player if he's your backup who's pressing to be in the starter for a couple games, and then you go back to your franchise quarterback.
Well, there we go. Now we found a role for him.
Any more, Jack?
Why do people believe Jalen Hurts can be the Eagles' quarterback more? Is it based on his 2021 performance? Is it because he'll eventually develop into an elite NFL quarterback? Or is it just because he's not Carson Wentz? Flush it and move on. 3 picks, 2 gloves, 1 GM. Hashtag Howie season. Scott from Delco.
Wow, Scott wants to flush it.
Wow. I'm not flushing this game. I'm thinking about this all offseason. This is the reminder. We were fooled, John Marks. All that, look how far they've come. They've won 7 of 10. They had a bye week before the playoffs even got underway. And then they got just demolished by the first credible team they faced. Tampa Bay's not winning the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay's a really good team. They're not winning the Super Bowl. And you got trounced, embarrassed by that team in all 3 phases. You don't flush this game. You use this as a reminder of all the things that need to be addressed this offseason.
Let me see. All right, so we've got San Francisco, Green Bay is just a 5.5-point line. It opened to 4.5, by the way. Green Bay, 5.5-point favorite now.
I've heard.
That's a short line.
I've heard some remark. They like the Niners in this. I think this is all Green Bay. I don't think it's as close as many make
it should be. I mean, the fact that the money moved the line a full point in less than 24 hours is, I mean, at least it's somewhat significant. They adjusted it. I'll be curious to see where it goes from here. But,
yeah.
I mean, the initial look is, San Francisco is going to give you a problem.
Yeah,
San Francisco is going to give teams problems. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo isn't good enough to where I would
and
pick them over the.
And that's where it is right there.
You're almost like that's been the story of his career. Even though they win when he's out there, a lot of these games are winning in spite of him.
Right.
They won in spite of him yesterday.
I agree.
They had a couple of bad plays.
Yeah, and they played. I mean, Dallas is so overrated. So I think they're going to get trounced by Green Bay.
All right, Jack. Tonight is a. Let me see here. Let me look on FanDuel for you.
This is a good game.
Rams are a 3-point favorite at home. That is a light line. It's telling me to take Arizona. What do you think tonight?
It's a pick'em.
Huh?
It's a pick'em, more or less.
It's not.
If it was a minus the home field, which they don't really have the home field anyway in the Rams. But, yes, you're right, John. It's more or less an even-up game if it was neutral site. Like the Rams tonight, Jack?
Yeah, and I took that and Stafford's over. So
Stafford's over is what?
Oh, I got it like 250. So.
Oh, yeah, he'll do that.
He's Mr. Great Regular Season falls apart in the playoffs. This is a huge stage for him. The Rams have done everything for this season.
Well, and he's a compiler. He compiles yards.
Yeah, yeah.
He had some success in Detroit, but for the most part, he's just throwing empty yards.
He would always fall flat on his face when they made the playoffs, though.
Today's broadcast sponsored by Chiggs and Pete's. Best in-game experience for the playoffs. Chiggs and Pete's. Enjoy all the playoff action with your Chiggs and Pete's favorites. Online, chickensandpeats.com for a location nearest you. And our Twitter questions today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. If you got engaged over the holidays, get your wedding bands. Or if you want to get engaged, best selection of diamond engagement rings and wedding bands and other jewelry in the area is Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. All right, so Julio is coming up next. We ran out of time. Sorry, we'll get to everybody we can tomorrow. But hang on for Julio. He'll take your phone calls. And John Johnson, thank you, buddy.
Always a pleasure.
Dave Breitmeyer was here today. Jack, good job back at the studio. Joe Giglio coming up next, and then we'll have the Monday night playoff broadcast after Joe Giglio at 7:30. Talk to you then tomorrow. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.